Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
12 in a row.
Well, I didn't send all my money on weed and pills. Pay the bills, but it ain't changed yet. I guess I have to rob a bank. You sure it ain't my rejoin week?
No, right?
So it ain't that bad. At least I ain't sitting in old Baghdad in the middle of a hot damn desert.
Sitting in a tank.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Yeah, I looked it up. There's a live version where he does say GD, but not there.
I wanted to use some Sturgill, but I didn't want to use Brother Marshall. So
sitting on my money on the internet. I ain't found one yet. And other stuff I can't buy. Oh, I love this. Can hear me, won't
just
you
can't figure out Bronco yet.
Is this edited? Something better deal to sell dogs going around.
I hope so.
Sing a real sad noise, but I'm just say ain't that bad. I'm a king turtle, I'm here. Oh! You goober.
Uh-oh.
Well, that was one that one of you already sent me from months ago. So I wouldn't mind.
But they'll blame it on me now.
Somebody else supposed to chop it up.
Oh.
Somebody got wild with the YouTube links. And
I tell you, I was like, man, I feel like the edited version sounds a little different here.
Oh.
He's the...
You got a foul mouth, Sturgill.
He's the king... Wait a minute.
Something that's not as much cussy with him.
Turd Mountain is what he should have said.
He said the king of... God, that's good when you use it in a song like that. I should have went with this one anyway.
In California. We sound like we're drunk right now, don't we?
In the middle of Beverly Hills.
It's late. It's time
my
to go home.
7:07, everybody. PM or AM, who knows?
Mount California.
You sound like old bitch, the tattoo artist.
Old bitch.
Okay. Come here, I'll give you a tattoo.
Hey, what you want on this arm besides my knocker? That's where it's going since I start inking you up.
Goodness.
You want a devil with a big dong on your arm?
That's where she's just making up stuff.
You know what? I'm just going to sit here. You freeform something. You look down there.
It's just like you.
And it's like transsexual Betty Boop.
You want tribal, but in the middle of a tribal,
boop,
there's
boop,
like a nut sack hanging on.
Schlong.
Schlong.
Poop, 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 be-doo. My schlong.
Wow. Am I dreaming?
Oh,
this?
My God. Look at the TV. Look at the TV. Misspelling. Look what county they say. Take a picture. Hurry. We don't know how to spell our own city. Oh, it's gone.
Hang on. I can go back.
Damn. Sorry. Easily distracted, but that's the way I am is when I see misspellings, I have to.
Go back.
Go back on this. I'm going to get a good TV or a good...
Oh, that's not going to be a good... Hang on a second. Stupid-ass Wi-Fi we got.
Oh man, our boss hates this segment already. Guys, where's the what are we doing here?
Hang on, let me go back to it.
Well,
no. Distracted much?
We live in Greenville, we work out of, let's say. And
I'm gonna get there in a second.
Greenville, you know, sometimes people will spell it with an extra E. Like they'll spell green with the E on the end and then Ville.
Yeah, I don't like how everybody spells it different.
But Channel 7, there we go, that's it.
All right.
Channel 7 this morning is spelling it as Greeville. All right, cool. I'd like to ridicule them later.
Well,
it's not as bad as the newspaper printing the F word.
Well,
That was the best. That was years ago.
Proofreader was off that day.
Yeah, the only thing bad about it is we had to listen to somebody read the whole article just to build up to that one word that we said a lot before you walked in.
Yeah, I remember that day. Okay, so I sent this to myself yesterday, and I think this is it's pretty wild. It's just talking about what got my mind rolling on it was it said that the next 10 big innovations that we will see in the next 1 year, if not already. And I was like, before I even click on it, I can tell you
They're all going to be tech or medicine.
You said 1 year?
In the next 1 year, we will see these 10 things.
Not 10? 10 in a year? That's a lot.
Some of them are already happening. Like, I'll tell you a couple of them. Like, text to video. I mean, that, although the free stuff sucks. I mean, you got to, like, pay. It's like Photoshop. You know, Photoshop's been around for, like, 20 years. But unless you spent, like, $900 or you had your company bought one copy, so everybody's copy said it was registered to one person.
And it's all, you know.
I can't remember what the name was.
Marco Hardmeyer
was the one we had. So you got that. You got the mixed reality headset thing now, you know, for video gaming and all that stuff. AI companions, they got that. Waymo and Cruise, the driverless taxis, the robo taxis, real big in like Phoenix. It's
supposed to be coming to Atlanta. Waymo.
They're going to get stolen. You're going to see people pushing buggies on the side of the road with those tiny ass electric cars stuck in the buggy. Personalized AI assistants, quantum computers making real progress. That's something that they say IBM is going to like. I don't know what that necessarily means. I know it means faster, I suppose.
Yeah, they started doing it with the trivia.
Brain-computer interfaces, which Neuralink, that's been a couple years now. This right here is crazy to me. I would have read this and say, there is no way. And then I watched this real, when it was videos that they fast-forward real fast so you can see the progress. 3D printed homes in 24 hours. Not kidding.
So I don't know how that works still.
But
anybody can have a 3D printer.
What is it made out of, though? That's the thing.
You know, so that brings me to, you know, I'm glad you said that. Because the answer is usually plastic, right?
Yeah, I don't want a plastic home.
Why is no one looking? I hope you know, but if you don't, I mean, I care about the environment, but I'm not one that will go protest for the environment. I won't do a 4K or a 5K or.
I'm not going to go too out of the
3K.
Way. 3K. I'm not going to live uncomfortably. Just
No, I'm not. I recycled until I found out that was all a sham. Now, I still recycle, but I do it more because my trash service doesn't take big things, so I go recycle those things.
I do, too.
But why is no one seriously, like, there's got to be some kind of innovation with trash. Of how, whether it's like some kind of home compressor where it...
Well, there is trash compactors, but...
But I mean, like, if people can make these cry cut, I still don't know. Some people say it both ways. Machines where they get in the home where they're buying stuff off Amazon to like make all this stuff. There's somebody that's got to make something that can just not evaporate trash, not burn it, because that's why, you know, that's why people in Greer are the way they are.
It's still a proven method.
They burn trash there. And I can say that because that's where my dad and his family were from.
All the toxins get released into the air.
Tested and true.
And I care about that to a degree because, you know.
But if it's not for a future generational type thing, though, is it?
No, it's just like it doesn't make sense.
That kind of only counts with
that
money.
That we innovate building a home in 24 hours with no manpower except for the programmer, which I don't even know if that's probably all just replicated now. The way you had like catalog homes. Sears would sell a catalog home back in the 10s and 20s.
How would that be under any building code like earthquake or some kind of structure, say hurricane proof?
I mean, again, I don't think you're going to expect, oh, no, someone just texts in, they can print concrete.
Hell.
What?
How do you print?
That's how they did the pyramids in. They 3D printed the pyramids, and then we just lost
molds.
The technology to
you
the
would
sand.
Have to mold it because it comes out as a liquid. And it.
How to print cement.
Oh, no. Damn.
Right? I don't know. I still don't know how a 3D printer works to the average person.
I mean, it's.
What am I getting? Like, what am I putting in it for to print?
Square footage.
Like, what's the material, though?
You know how you like with your phone? I did it the other day. I was hanging a picture. And you can take a picture of your, or put the camera on your wall, and you can, like, dot it here, and then you can scroll over and dot it there, and then it will tell you, that is 8 inches apart. I'm like, I remember people standing there holding stuff and doing all this, and then with the balance thing on it.
Like I told you that without the phone. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No way.
Four times over. Yeah. But like trash.
8 inches wide.
Is that something that like, I still can't tell you where it goes. I know that for whatever reason.
It's in the ground. Where is it going to go?
Does it though? Like, I don't know. Why do we buy New Jersey's trash? Are we going through it?
Yeah, why were we trying to store coal ash too?
I don't understand that.
What are you doing?
And it's such a like problematic kind of thing, you know.
I think it still does get buried, but that's all it shouldn't be. There's a lot of bad stuff in the trash.
No kidding.
But why do you care though? Is it because you care about the future?
Well, I mean, common sense. Why would you care?
But like he said, you only care about a few generations. Like, you know, you're not.
Once it's in the ground, it's in the environment.
I feel like.
In the water, in the air.
The trash issue.
But we also get oil out of the ground that we put into our cars, but then we also drink water.
Yeah, but that's not
out of a spring.
Full of plastics and every other
kind of. It's full of dead dinosaurs.
Well, you know, that's. That's all matter that's I worry about and organic.
I don't want to turn it into like what are those people in high school where they were like hippies and they were like, you know what, I'm going into this out of high school.
The Peace Corps?
Peace Corps.
Yeah.
It's not anything about, it's just like I would imagine by now there would be more innovation with trash of how to get rid of it,
if you think about the recycle business, it would be a lucrative business to be able to reuse things, especially glass, but they don't do that anymore because it's more cost effective to make more glass than it is to recycle and reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about this.
It comes down to economics.
You take the average, like, you know, I was just thinking where I live, you know, all the apartments that are there. Let's say a week, I guess, is maybe three.
Taco Bell drive-thru.
Maybe like three bags of trash per apartment average. That's a lot.
Yeah.
This is going to become an issue where it piles up, where you can't bury it. You can't just keep burying.
Like,
trash.
What was the move, the dystopian movie or whatever, where they maybe it was Idiocracy, where they're showing like pyramids of trash and like the guys driving the trash truck to the top of the heap of this big pyramid of trash.
But I mean, what happens to
not from a like environmental kind of way, but like it just amazes me that there's not been something to that, like some kind of thing you could pour on the trash that would just melt it down or something. I know that sounds stupid, but like there's got to be something.
Or the containers, you bring the containers and you get the liquids from whatever, like a spout at the store instead of.
They try to make more biodegradable materials, but I mean, even then, you can only recycle this stuff so many times. I tell you what, I think aluminum gets recycled 4 times, I think.
What word?
Aluminum. Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Plastic, even less than that.
Yeah.
And you know, like glasses, nobody takes glass anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And even plastics, there's, you know,
I tell you, I've gotten real weird about that, like with leftovers and stuff.
Black plastics cause cancer or whatever. Keep hearing that. See, that's where I don't get too far in the weeds.
I've looked into it. Here's what's going on. It's with the black plastics. People are taking home to-go food from nicer restaurants that come in those clippy black packages, you know, that like they fasten real good, and they're reusing them as like Tupperware.
I do that with sandwich containers.
Okay, so
it's not black though; it's the clear ones.
Well, let's not make this about Tupperware color. But literally, like it's not made to be washed and heated and then reused because literally, like you're eating the plastic every time. So even with, I don't know that it's even brand Tupperware, but those clear containers that you buy and they're relatively cheap. I remember, you know, my mom and dad would have them where they would like turn like orange in the middle on the bottom where there'd been so much
spaghetti or whatever.
Spaghetti or whatever in there. And they'd be washed, but there's that discoloration in there. No more, sir.
Do you know
how
the people say you should have Pyrex, but you know how expensive Pyrex is?
I know.
It's not
even
that expensive.
I learned that from Jay-Z albums.
Yeah, if it is.
Yeah. He wanted to become a crack dealer, and they had to save up for Pyrex.
Got it.
Yeah.
Learned that from the $1,000 buffer over here.
I know.
No.
That's how I tell she's balling hard.
I am not. I'm not balling at all.
She don't need to ask me.
This player doesn't play.
So, oh, damn, look at that. That was good. That's going to top a major P word earlier, but it's still pretty good.
I didn't fully explain that either. The reason I was a major puss is because my posture on the toilet is better than in a chair.
Well, mine is definitely not. Because
if I'm number twoing, I maybe have taken my shirt off before I go in there. And I don't want to lean back against the cold porcelain. Mm.
Do you go reverse?
So I'm setting up like a debutante in there dumping.
Do you go reverse?
Only when I'm tired or reading.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, but a lot of people, you know, swear by it.
What does that do for you?
Oh, it gives you like a, you know, somewhere to lay your head. Okay.
Do you know what I've heard for real? If you go reverse, you have more room on the cleanup because the bowl's not in your way. You're not restricted. You got all this wide open space.
I never, ever thought of that.
I know.
Yeah, but as you go to sit down as a man and you're like, you have to almost pile drive the toilet to get that going.
Yeah, you got to fit it. But
the other way is kind of lipped for both privates.
You don't
but
want
the other way, no.
You don't want the privates in there, though, when that's going on.
Well, I mean, it's always the water's always cold to me, pal.
Let's go catch all the parts.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you always say? What does this sound like?
I always say this sounds like something.
Well, it sounds like one of these type of songs. You know, when you're watching a medicine commercial.
Oh, yeah. Cymbalta or one of those.
This is where I heard it.
No way.
It was for one of those medicines.
Is this by Snap?
No, it's Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul, okay.
That's a good song.
I forgot about it until I saw the commercial. I'm like, that's a jam. Then I had my phone. I was like, hey, phone, who sings this?
Are you in your 40s? Are you tired of accidentally streaking up your pants?
That never goes away.
You have high blood pressure? Can you not find a primary care doctor?
Streaky pants.
Let's introduce to you, God, I don't want to say one that is even close to a real one.
So you're trying to make one up and it's going to be too close to something that actually exists. Are you sagging in all the wrong places?
Go on, I'm listening.
Do you look at your feet and you see 13 toes?
Oh, God.
Try Dicodin.
Oh.
Dicodin will solve your high blood pressure problems. It will help you find a primary care doctor. Cure scoliosis.
Give you a larger penis.
But for women, it makes your rectum bigger.
Oh, Lord.
Which saves
side effect?
On toilet paper. Side effects. Here
side
we go.
Side effects include
enlarged
rectum, diarrhea, headache, sinus issues.
Smoking.
No, thank you.
Gout.
Partial nude scenes. Offensive behavior.
And everybody's dancing in the background to this song.
They all are all about dancing.
Everybody wants swollen feet.
Like, first off, if you see a big group of heavyset people dancing synchronized.
Uh-huh. You better run.
I mean, like, there's something it's something to be worried about.
Yeah, it's like everybody back in the day wanted herpes because they were riding horses on the beach.
Right.
Like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Get some herpes.
I don't want the herpes, but I want to ride horses on the beach.
Well, like, when, you know, with AIDS. Like, you know, back then it was kind of looked down like, hey, you should tell somebody before you,
shouldn't do it.
Lay down with them.
Shouldn't spread that disease.
But what if I told you that from the makers of Dicodin comes this other medicine called Manex? Manex, if you got AIDS, you ain't even got to tell nobody. Because down deep, you don't care if yours is going to fall off, but you don't want everybody to know that you got it.
Because for some reason or somehow, you're undetectable. I don't know how you're undetectable if you have...
If you're undetectable, how do you know you have it? If it's undetectable... Is it undetectable? Like, do they make some kind of, like...
From the makers of Man X.
Is there an app where you can scan someone and says, it's Man X like by Dukes?
Can it not read your viral load or anything if you know? It should know all that stuff.
Right. That's what you call analytics.
God, they're making so many pills. They make a super pill.
Causes low blood pressure.
Oh.
Low blood sugar. Sickle cell.
Causes that?
I still don't know what that is, but you don't want it.
See, that's another reason I even mentioned sickle cell. That was another thing in that little article I was reading about the innovations in the next year. And hold on, I'm going to bring it back up because it was...
Yeah, because that's a lot in 1 year. Even though you said some are happening right now,
That one that I am mentioning there is actually being done. Can you tell this show's not planned ahead? It's called CRISPR. The concept of editing human DNA to cure conditions like sickle cell anemia or inherited blindness.
CRISPR with a C?
CRISPR with no E. So it's like an avant-garde restaurant.
Couldn't we have done this already?
I mean, again, I go back to when we were cloning sheep. I was in high school.
Dolly.
And then, you know, there's been little here and there's where, you know, they talk about this pig hearts, cow hearts.
That's a good idea, though. That saves lives.
Right. But, like, again, why can they not do it with cancer? Why can they not do it with cancer? And I think we know the answer. It's because there's more money in treating it than there is curing it, which sucks.
That is awful that that's even, you know, thwarting any attempts to make any kind of research.
I mean, it really is. Because stuff in the past has been like, you're not going to save my conspiracy mystery for the top of the hour, but I mean, there's been stuff in the past that's been bought by big corporations and then just shelve it because they're like, that would kill our business. So we're just going to buy it, do away with it. Like an engine that ran on water. That dude, they even killed the dude.
And you would think of the simplicity of cancer is abnormal cells. So how do you make the cells normal or tweak them, or what do you do with that?
They're essentially doing it with these back to youth programs you're going in and like the Botoxes and stuff like that. And
yeah, but
they're toying with it already.
That's just on the outside though. Right, like when they, a vagoplasty or whatever it's called, like they're just
lipectomy.
Is that what it is?
I think it's so.
Like they're just, you know,
liposuction.
The outside is lipo. Oh, I see what you did. Yikes! But you know what I mean. Like I don't think they're. But I could be wrong. I've never been consulted on that before. I don't know if they go in there and like.
We've got smart people, right, that have figured some of this out, but. Silenced for whatever reason, but especially when it comes to cells and, you know, manipulating the DNA or the structure of the cells.
Yeah,
we know the structures of cells and what's in them.
Yeah, but so isn't there still like a bunch of our, like they call it junk DNA? They haven't been able to figure out what it even means. Like I think it's a big chunk.
DNA is big because that's where you're carrying from your mom or whatever, say baldness or any kind of condition that you have, and if you get it from...
My mama had all her hair.
No, but
I know her daddy.
One that makes you bald.
But you have to look at your mom's dad. Yeah. Yeah.
There's got to be something to that.
It means I'm going to turn into an old ornery a-hole.
I'm not picking at you.
No, I know. You were explaining to me what DNA was.
That's very common.
There's got to... Look, you're not going to convince me that everybody in the world has a different fingerprint. Now, I'm not saying everybody does, but, you know, there's got to be a small percentage of people that have the same fingerprint.
There also has to be snowflakes that somewhere at some time in history were the same snowflake. There just have to be.
But when I was saying the DNA thing, where if you have, say, a mother and a daughter, and the daughter has breast cancer, then the daughter should be checked as well, the mother and the daughter.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I equated the hair thing.
Check them at the same time.
Yeah. But I wonder, like, does it also, because I can't remember what my grandpa's junk looked like.
I got a picture somewhere.
Turn away. You do? Screenshot it and send it to me.
But you wouldn't have the same kind of thing that, I don't know if every man in the family has the same size penis.
God, how does that work?
I mean, it's something you don't really talk about, right? I mean, you don't say.
Is that passed down?
Does daddy pass it down? I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know. This is really going to ruin my conspiracy mystery, though.
I don't think so.
You guys are talking about it too much today. You really are.
Yeah, it's... I don't know how you can know the structure of a cell and nobody's tried to manipulate any kind of DNA with it before and not been stopped.
Not to be totally conspiratorial, but how do we know that we haven't? Because, you know, I think about it like this. There's more difference to people other than skin color. There's certain parts of I'll just say like eyes, for instance, look different in different parts of the world. That to me, I don't understand how something like that can be totally different in one particular region. I don't understand. That sounds so nuts. I mean, I didn't articulate it very well. No. What's new? But you know what I'm saying?
It could be like one of those things when women sync up together after a while.
Like skin color, they allegedly was like, you know, people who lived closer to the sun. And that's what changed the pigmentation. And then people that are, you know, honky white like Paige probably lived in a cave somewhere.
Cracker.
I had a mountain cave and a beach cave. So.
No, I got some in a cave.
I got a cave. That's just wild to think about.
But it is fascinating, you know, with leukemia and lymphomas, carcinomas, and all the other things that make things go awry in your body, that they can maybe figure out how to tweak a cell to make it not multiply.
That's what I was referring to earlier. In the 70s, scientists discovered that only 1-2% of human DNA is actually coded. The rest, 98%, doesn't seem to have any function.
What?
Come on, dude. Like, why is that not like some kind of course study?
Why would they even think that?
Well,
because they just happened to take the 2% that just had 100% of the sample.
They discovered 2% of human DNA codes have function. The other 98, that's where the term junk DNA comes from. I thought it had to do with the privates.
That just made it sound like they just got lucky with a sample and like, there's nothing in the rest of this, so why even worry about it?
Or they just got, all right, guys, it's Friday, it's 5:00. You want to just tell them there's nothing else in here?
Can we go home, man?
And then they just regurgitate the same stuff for the last 40, 50 years, and no one's looked into it again. I don't know.
We have sperm races. They show
not sperm you and race. I, but no. People do that.
I hope not.
We're on the next main event, but they're racing sperm, and they can't figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
They figure that out. How to make a track that actual sperms would swim on.
And then people were gambling on it, like it was a competition.
Yes. And it was kind of weird what they were going off of information-wise. Like, well, they were breaking down ethnicities. Like, well, he has more motility than this guy because he's...
Motility?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I guess it's how fast your sperm swim.
Oh, wow.
I looked into it. They're like,
motility.
Well, he's Asian, so he has a faster motility than, you know, this American
guy. I have T-Modal.
I'm like,
No.
I didn't know this much about sperms until I started looking in because I wanted to try to bet on the race.
Were you actually going to try to be a jockey where you would like ride?
Ride the white hog?
He's going to ride a sperm.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and our headlines today...
Paige was talking about a whale earlier, by the way, when she said Fat Boy was riding sperm. It was a whale. Sperm whale. So I'll point that out.
Would a whale support me? Is it possible?
I mean, a humpback one would.
Because they got their buttholes on their backs.
Humpback.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have like a bad attitude or anything. It's just literally how God made them.
I'd rather have a killer whale.
Yeah. Well, so you're a woman. Of course you would.
God's like, I want to mix it up, you know? Something that's a little amusing. We'll just put the butthole back here.
It's like what he did with zebras.
Zebras are so cute.
Gave them big asses.
Big butts on zebras. You ever seen a zebra ass, Paige?
I think they're adorable.
You right. Say some of the wildest things ever.
It's on a roll.
Well, there's a new trend. There's a school district in Tennessee that's made some controversial decisions lately, and they're going to stop excusing absences with doctor's notes. So kids will either be marked present or absent.
How is that?
They will face punishments for their absences if they're sick or not. It doesn't matter what the doctors say.
Ain't no way.
And this is what I have to say about that. Keep your sick kids at home.
I'm going to tweet Trump right now and get him to abolish it before it even is signed.
That's just ridiculous.
Come after him.
You know, it's bad enough this little germ factory sometime when you send your kid to school and they keep getting sick because other people send their sick kids to school.
Germ factory is what Fat Boy called his bedroom when he was a younger guy. His name's Jeremy.
Yeah. He signed on the door.
Germ.
Somebody else called me.
Enter at your own risk. The germ factory. So there's...
That's his gym. Germ factory.
I don't even know how this is legal. Plus, we have to have notes if we miss.
Yeah. 2 days plus, you have to have a doctor's note.
So I saved the template.
Yeah, me too.
Well, when you have certain conditions that are...
Alexa, make me a doctor's note.
That are contagious, say COVID.
Yeah.
Strep throat.
Yeah, but you figure that's always going to be a thing now. It's just the COVID.
It's COVID did to that what 9/11 did to TSA. It just kind of like, how can we intertwine their medical history with work? How can we do that? They try to do it with insurance, employer insurance, because, you know, you have to tell them if you smoke, if you, pre-existing, stuff like that. They're getting a profile set up on you.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Pay a lot of money to smoke.
Yeah.
To make matters worse.
But if you lied and didn't tell them that you smoked, but then you died of like lung cancer, would they not pay for the coverage? I mean, I'm being serious.
I don't know how that works or how they would know because,
yeah. You
know, what if I got it and I didn't smoke? They would still have to pay for it.
Like if your like wife or someone smoked and you had to, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just get it.
I got enough of it in the 90s. Riding with
I get all mine from Goodwill for getting my secondhand smoke.
So here's another thing. If a child goes to school sick and can't make it through and the school nurse sends them home, the child will be marked as tardy.
That's not fair to say that anymore.
Yeah, plus...
Let's just say late.
I know they have truancy officers pretty much everywhere, but some like big cities where they were still going off of quotas and no child left behind standards, like the absences didn't matter. As long as they showed up a required minimum hours for the year, they could pretty much miss as much as they wanted to. I don't think they stick to it anywhere now. Like, well, you missed 12. We got to fail you. Like, you can't come back.
So you...
I can tell you for sure they don't keep up with vacation days here at this company. You're saying, Paige?
A lot of times, so we're talking about kids, right? A lot of times, yes, it's the parents' fault.
Usually.
That doesn't, you know, your mom's late or you're not getting to school on time because... whatever reason, and right. It happens.
Yeah.
So you can fail the grade, fail the course, or you're going to have to go to truancy. Could be a crime. And you're not going to be able to participate in graduation.
If anybody had any kids that had to go to summer school, text in 1-800-774-0093. How much that cost you out of pocket? Just curious.
You know, this is...
Because I'm wondering if they want that. Like, you're like, man, I don't have anywhere for my kids to stay this summer. So...
Maybe that's why I was sent to summer school.
I'm not going to help them with their homework. Yeah. So they have a summer camp to go to, which is summer school.
That's why these afternoon programs fill up, man, after school. And some of them aren't getting funded anymore.
It's cheaper for me to pay for summer school than for me to pay for them to go to day camp or some kind of summer. God, man, I bet you people do that.
I can understand both situations with the school district where they're getting, you know, because if they're not in the school, they're not going to get the funding for those dollars if the kids aren't in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
You get curious what else you're going to see down the road when they abolish the Department of Education and it's up to the states.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this is stupid. Makes no sense. But if the states are setting it, you know, like, who's going to stop them from passing it, you know? So it's unfortunate. But I don't know if that's regulated federally as far as,
I
like.
I think it should be regulated federally for curriculum, and that we all should be learning what is textbook.
See, it's very odd because not even, like, in your state, pick three or four different school districts. They all don't even start on the same
Greenville.
Day. Like Greenwood here started today.
But
according to the news.
I mean, basically.
What?
Yeah. And then, you know, I know Pickens County doesn't start until Friday the 1st. Like, they don't even start on the same.
But how come, you know, I don't think it would be fair if one school has a better curriculum than the other. I think it should be the same so you can all compete in the job force equally.
Well, we know private schools are better.
Well, of course. But
especially
I mean,
for athletics.
I mean, you should be taught things that help you become a better person.
Are you saying you support vouchers for private school?
Well, if you want to send your kid to private school, you should be able to do that. But what I'm saying, as far as public school, that kids that don't have a lot of funding in their other areas, that maybe they're not getting the best situation and the best books, it's not fair. You know,
this is boring the hell out of me right now.
I know. I quit school because of this. And look at me. I ended up on morning radio.
I know. You know, it's PTA. But it's not GPTA. Grandparent Teacher Association does not exist.
My point is we don't want to have a society of people that can't do anything because they can't read or write.
What do you do? Well, we had it in the 20s. We got them in these 20s.
Dummies always find a way to survive.
They do. I mean, they do. And they make it so easy now.
But dummies never die, like the movie.
They can't become doctors, lawyers, or anything that, you know, that we definitely need in society, or they can't run a business.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah, you do want the smart people, you know, kind of getting to the upper echelon jobs. You don't want a dummy coming in, like, you know, being a doctor, like, oh, bro, you should see what's on your ass, man. I don't know how we're going to get it off there, but, like, you got mad sickness.
Yeah, have you ever had, like, a really obese doctor before? I had one time that was a specialist that I went to, and I was like, man, somebody needs to tell you, like,
nutrition.
You like somebody over there without kids trying to tell me how to be a better parent.
Yeah, it's like you got to live it at some point, right? The education can only take you so far. It's like a fat trainer. That's not going to work out.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Or the preacher, man. Well, you don't.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I don't like straight out of seminary preachers.
That's the only thing where it differs.
I like bad sinners turn preachers, or like criminals turn preachers.
Well, yeah, because
or something.
Then they walk the walk.
Machine gun preacher. People like that.
Yeah, yeah. He had another baby.
If we go to motorcycle church, I want somebody on that hog. This lived a little bit.
Yeah. You could ride your sperm there.
Says you what to do, what not to do.
Yeah.
Recall.
You can go to the BH Corral.
All right.
Pass
some Aspirella.
And those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
That's why if a boot barn ever goes out of business, you know, you want to buy that sign so you could just change one letter and you can open up a strip club.
Good for you.
Yeah, boys. Same thing with Chick-fil-A. If you want to turn one into a straight-up, you know, all-male review. Yeah, that'd be great. Not Studs of Steel. That's already marketed.
Studs of Steel.
Copywritten.
Yeah, the guy down the hall got it, didn't he?
One of tours.
Oh, my God.
Lexington Steel works here now. A lot of people don't know that. He's
You ladies love Studs of Steel.
Don't Google image search Lexington Steel either. Please it's don't. Not a comic book villain.
You ain't got a computer big enough wherever you work.
You don't. It'll take forever if you don't have a good. If you're on dial up, it won't download all the way.
I can't.
You won't even
it.
See all the way down. All right, Paige. That was what many would call wonderful.
You're gonna think you're looking at a ball bat.
Yes.
Yeah. That's no Louisville Slugger.
All right.
What are you saying?
I want to preface this by, because, you know, not everyone listens to every minute of our show, which they should, but they don't.
Really should.
So I don't want people to tune in and, like, run to the bathroom right now and come back and hear me in the middle of this talking and think that this is my thoughts. I'm going to share with you a conspiracy that has been going around the internet for 80 plus years, I want to say, maybe 75, 80 years. And it is absolutely, absolutely not true. I'm actually going to tell you that this is not true.
Are you taking questions?
I am going to take questions.
Okay.
And I bet you after I tell you about this, most of these questions are going to come from you, Fat Boy. Because it involves two things that you like. Gangsters.
Uh-huh. Penises. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.